Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to Debate Hockey Podcast. We roll into episode 176, the dog days of the season. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood. Joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. Blake, you're falling off the screen right now. All right, now you're back. Hockey playoffs for college, juniors, everything right around the corner here. College, actually, in the States, NCAA is up and running. They're down to their Final Four already. And U.S. Junior Leagues have another 3 weeks left of their season, but BC and SJ, I believe, start this weekend, right, Blake?
SJ is in their second round now.
They are in the second already?
AJ's in their second round. All those leagues started a month before us, so.
Sure. Boy, isn't that early, though, for the playoffs?
March?
Seems like it is.
Or April?
We're in March still. I mean, they had to start, if they're in the second round, they started over a week ago. Seems a little early.
Well, they started a whole month before us, so.
Yeah.
So,
I'm comparing it to a regular season, though. It just seems so early. I don't know. Anyways, we're at the playoff time, and Blake's team starts this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's cool, though. Like, there's a lot of Silverbacks alum in the Frozen Four. So, I think there's, like, five guys out of the four teams representing the Frozen Four. So, it'll be good.
The Toros had two game-winning goals in the regionals, so. I don't know.
Who?
Andre Pavel was a game winner for Minnesota State, and Kyler Clevin was a game winner for Minnesota Duluth, and yeah, lots of good hockey this weekend, you know. And it seems weird because right now we would be about a week and a half away from the start of the NHL playoffs, and we're 3 weeks behind in the National Hockey League, but it seems weird. I don't know. This is about the time of year where, you know, the days start getting nicer outside. It's light at night a little bit longer, and it's like,
Well, you had the Olympic break.
Well, we had a COVID break. We didn't have an Olympic break. They played through the Olympic break. What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, but they took some time off, but.
It was a COVID break. But.
Yeah.
Next year, we're finally back to normal schedule, normal start date, normal start for the playoffs. And I don't ever want to hear us ever delaying a game again for COVID.
Well, this year wasn't really delayed that much, was it?
Well, 2 weeks off in December. Every team had a week off in December for COVID.
Yeah, true.
And we started the season 2 weeks later to start the year off. So it all adds up. It all adds up. What the heck was going on Toronto on Saturday night? So they have a fire during the basketball game, right?
Yeah, I honestly, anything that happens from Saturday, I had a game, so I didn't catch much of it.
So they have a fire, right? In a speaker. So they evacuate the whole arena. The fire department comes in, gets hoisted up, puts the one speaker fire out. They clean up whatever mess it was. And an hour later, the teams play the game. But they leave the fans out.
Yeah.
So do all those fans get refunds, or why couldn't?
I'd imagine, yeah.
But what about people that traveled for freaking three states to go to the game? It's like, if it was safe for the players to play, I'm pretty sure it was safe for bringing the fans back in.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. But Hockey Night in Canada, I have not seen that good of a Hockey Night in Canada in probably my life. And I'm not just saying the late game. All three of the early games, unreal. Unreal.
Yeah, like I saw the scores and highlights, but.
Florida goes to overtime. Canucks Stars game was unreal. The Stars had 20 chances in the third period to tie and go ahead.
Did you see that Demko Scorpion save?
Yeah, it was a great save. Did you see the three posts that they hit in the minutes before that when Vancouver's Where was their defense? Their defense is like.
Well, they're on a power play too.
Okay, but not 2 minutes before that when they had 3 2-on-1s. It was just, it was an unreal game. It was back and forth and back and forth.
Tough one tonight, dude.
Unreal.
Shot St. Louis 17-5 in the second. Couldn't beat Husso, who suddenly turned in old Patrick Waugh tonight. That's interesting.
Husso's been good all year, though. That guy's good.
He's playing Binghamton out of a job right now.
Me and you called that one. How hard is that?
Yeah, it's tough.
You think it's hard to play Binghamton out of a job?
I mean, if you're Binghamton, you're getting, what, $36 million the next 6 years to sit on the bench?
So is Matt Murray.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care who you are, though, and how much money you're making. You don't want to be sitting on the bench.
No.
You don't want to be that useless player. You don't.
Yeah.
And they follow up the Hockey in Canada with a Calgary Flames-Edmonton Oilers game that was...
Was it 80s night, or, like, what's the deal with
that? Complete bonkers. 9 goals for the Flames, 5 for the Oilers. It was crazy.
They had seven even strength goals, too.
Calgary? 9. Yeah. We didn't score in the power play.
Was it not all 9?
We didn't even score in the power play. We only got...
Here's a wild stat for you.
2 power
plays. Leon Draisaitl had a hat trick.
Yeah. -4.
What's going on here?
He had a hat trick and he was -4. Absolutely unreal how that can even happen.
You there?
Yeah.
You disappeared on me.
Well, I'm right here.
Okay, so... Draisaitl had a hat trick and he was a -4.
I know.
You don't see that very often.
How ridiculous is that?
Yeah. It's pretty tough though when like Draisaitl gets a hat trick, he has 5 points and he's that, yeah, I gotta be better. It's like, oh, he had 5 points.
They you know what the problem in Edmonton is? Their defense is so atrocious. It's not even funny. The fact that they...
Calgary is not much better than them, though.
Ask anybody that watched that game. Calgary is way better than Edmonton.
They got a better goalie. They got better defense. And they got better forwards. Yeah. Top. Yeah. Edmonton's
four lines.
Top six is pretty decent.
Yeah, but you don't win with that, do you?
Throughout the lineup, Calgary's better.
It was a dominating performance. Darnell Nurse is atrocious. They're going to hate that contract. They're going to gun to the head on that one. That's
yeah.
Evan Bouchard is their best defenseman, and he coughed one up in the slot. But he's actually
no, he's young too.
He's going to be good. I like what he does. You know, that was one of those nights where like in the first period at least he didn't score, but he had tons of chances. But you know, I was thinking, been preaching for 3 weeks that McKinnon's the best player in the league, and then. You watch McDavid and it's like, Jesus. But you know the difference is? McDavid doesn't finish like McKinnon does. He doesn't.
Depends where he's got the puck. Breakaways, no.
McKinnon, I don't know. McKinnon does everything though. I don't know. And I'm not ripping on McDavid for that anything because he's a hell of a good goal scorer. I'm just saying he's not as... I don't know. They're not winners. They're not winners like Colorado is. So made my night though when I hear the Flames fans chanting, "We want 10." That was awesome. That was awesome.
Don't hear that very often. Hey, not long ago was the Canucks doing that to Calgary. So time changes.
What, an 84 or what?
No, they're up. They were up 8-2 on them in Vancouver.
7-2.
Oh, they're chanting, "We want 10." So
you guys. Yeah, okay. And then what happened the next time? Crickets.
They lost. That's what happened.
And again, they lost. And they keep having chances to get back into this. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. First, we're going to start the show with talking about the Vegas Golden Knights and their nightmare season. We're going to dive into that Western Conference playoff race, talk about next-gen jerseys, Habs eliminated, LTIR, and yeah, there is some teams in the playoffs that I think would be pretty good placing your bet odds. All right, let's talk Vegas Golden Knights. Is this this season's been a roller coaster for this team, and I don't really know where this gets off. Does this get off with a playoff berth and all their players back and everything good in Vegas, or does this end with a team that was hell-bent on a Stanley Cup missing the playoffs this year? They've won four of their last 10. They have won their last two, but man, it's been a tough string of games for the Vegas Golden Knights. Injuries have been haunting them. Where does this team go, Blake?
Well, it's tough to say, like, because of all the injuries, like you said, but like right now they're point up on Dallas, 3 points up on Vancouver, two up on Winnipeg. Like, there's not much room for error right now, but
games in hand.
Like, the fact, yeah, they got four in hand. Four in hand on Dallas.
No, Dallas has four on them.
Sorry, Dallas has four in hand on them. Zero with the Canucks, and Winnipeg's got one. So yeah, like I said, there's not much room for error right now for these guys. It's like so up and down right now. Like they just can't gel right now offensively because there's so many bodies in and out of the lineup, and they're not. Like Robin Lehner's hurt, so it's Bressois and this Logan Thompson guy I don't know much about, but
he was a goalie for the Brandon Wheat Kings. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what they're throwing him up from. I mean, that's crazy to think that's. I mean, he's been doing fine. I mean, his actual save percentage is .914, which is better than Lehner's .909 and Bressois's .895. So, I mean, yeah. Nobody's really lighting it up in net for Vegas, and me and you both.
But the thing is, like, they're only a point. Like, Vegas could, like, it wouldn't surprise me if Vegas finished second in their division, though.
Like, still?
They're only 5 points back of second place.
Yeah, they're going like, to have to win.
They're talented enough that they can, if they figure it out, they can string wins together. Got to get healthy.
Lehner's supposed to be back here anytime, but we've heard so many back and forths on that. Max Pacioretty, they announced on Saturday night, has had a delay in his injury recovery, and he's going to be out even longer. But, Blake, the problem even more is that even if they get healthy, they can't even play because of the cap.
Yeah, that Dadonov trade kind of put a wrench into things for them.
Let's talk about that. So that trade, we talked a little bit last week on the show, but we were up in the air on really what was going to happen with it. Well, it was invalidated by the league because Anaheim was not on his 10 list. Now, since then, he was good before the trade, but he's rattled off some game winners for them and pretty much kept them alive in the playoff race. So, you know, he can stick the middle finger up at them, but It's got to be frustrating for Dadonov. But anyways, the trade gets nixed. He has to stay in Vegas, which he knows they don't want him, but it's just a screwy situation. I feel bad for him. But here's the thing I don't understand. So you're Vegas management. You know you have to make a move on deadline. You wait till the last second to fire in a weird trade request?
Yeah, it should have been.
You 2 days. For sure. 2 days but before.
Obviously, it wasn't communicated from Ottawa because apparently
it's in his contract.
Yeah, I know, but apparently Vegas didn't get his no trade list from Ottawa.
Okay, that's called a management problem in Vegas. Every contract you take in, your management team reviews every clause in that contract.
Yeah.
And if they don't, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's just bad management. And for them not to pull the trigger until right at the deadline is completely stupid, asinine BS. I can't believe that Vegas would do that. And I was glad the league invalidated it because it's true. You can't move a guy that's – you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like because realistically, say you trade Dadonov's $5 million, it opens up space to get Stone off the or Stone off LTIR or something like that. But now, I mean, Riley Smith's an LTIR. They might put patches back on LTIR. It's just like, holy fuck.
They've got right now, as of yesterday, they have on long-term injured reserve, they have Mark Stone and his $9.5 million. They have Riley Smith and his $5 million. And Jake Bischoff and his $716,000. On injured reserve, they have Pacioretty's $7, Lehner's $5, and Braden McNabb's $2.5 million.
Yeah.
This team is screwed.
Yeah. Especially if they put in the old gotta be cap compliant for playoffs.
Well, they can't do that this year. That would be something, and they are discussing that as we speak at the general manager's meetings, but that would never be able to go into effect until next year because it's gotta get approval from
PA, yeah.
The PA, which I don't. But here's the deal. I was thinking about that, Blake. Why would the owners want to do that? Why would the owners or general managers want to change it? Why would they?
To create a player equal playing field.
Completely agree. But it is equal now because you can all do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, teams are noticing it and getting real creative with it now, though. It's kind of just...
I agree.
Kind of just like taking advantage of the loophole.
Blake, I couldn't agree more. And I'm on your side on this. And I'm playing devil's advocate, though.
Like Vegas was going to acquire Ryan Kessler's contract, put him on LTIR to free up $6 million. It's like, okay, I don't know.
I don't think you should be able to trade anybody on LTIR.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And they're talking about the way they want it, as I saw that there was like a 2% clause or something they want to have where if you're coming up to this chart of the players, you can be 2% over the cap or something less silly thing like that. Another thing that I saw, where is that little piece that they were talking about? I made a quote. There was a quote here that I saw that, I don't see it now, but they're trying to figure out how to make it work. So that it is a little bit more fair for teams because right now, it's being taken advantage of. And Vegas is guilty of it. Tampa Bay is probably guilty of it. And there's probably a couple other teams that, are bordering on that. One other thing I wanted to talk about in the Vegas scheme is, Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
Would you consider him a disappointment so far?
I mean,
about this one.
He's missed a lot of time. It's tough to miss that much time and then jump right back in the thing of it. I mean, he's going to a market where, he gets a lot of pressure put on him. He's kind of the guy there now without Stone, without Pacioretty, without Smith. I mean, he's like the focal point of that offense. He's obviously used to that being a Buffalo, but, he's just missed a lot of time and it's just hard to jump back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. He's played 20 games this year. He played 21 last year, had 18 points. This year he's played 20 games, which doesn't seem like he played more last year, but he does have 20 this year. He's got 7 goals, 7 assists. And, I mean, my original thought was, yeah, that's disappointing. But then I'm thinking, well, what did we expect?
Yeah.
What did we expect? And then maybe I was being a little jumpy the gun, you know, thinking that was inadequate because, I guess when it boils down to this, and me and you have talked about this 100 times, great players create wins one way or another. And I've watched a few Vegas games lately just because I want to see if they're able to climb up in the standings. And it doesn't seem like Eichel stands out as that great player that's going to be like, all right, guys, get on my back. We're going to get this shit done tonight.
Well, Eichel's pretty good, though.
I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying. You know what I mean, though? You know how you get guys that just... I mean, yeah. I remember probably, 4 years ago now when Ottawa made that run? 5 years ago?
Carlson.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Erik Karlsson, like, freaking took that team and said...
And Stone.
We're getting this done.
Yeah, and Craig Anderson. It's kind of a committee effort.
No, I know, but Erik Karlsson stood out in every single game. Stood out. You watch a Colorado Avalanche game now?
McKinnon.
He stands out, doesn't he not?
He does.
He really stands out.
Honestly, McCarr stands out more than McKinnon.
Oh, God. Was that against the Canucks the other night, or was that against the Wild the other night? Where, I mean, I know the Canucks beat him, but like Makar was like, there was a power play, and I'm watching those guys, and I'm like,
yeah, he broke Pearson's ankles.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I can't believe how good that guy is. They called him a modern day Bobby Orr, and he, I'm not kidding. He,
I'm like, that's a big word.
What though?
I mean, he might be the best player in the league right now.
I know. And McKinnon might be the second best player in the league right now.
Yeah. If they don't have playoff success, it's actually going to be a crime. Because they're good.
It's a good hockey team. It's good hockey. There's a lot of good hockey teams. We're going to get into that here in a minute. But this going back to this Golden Knights, it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to pull this off.
Yeah.
And let's dive into that as we roll into the Western Conference playoff race. Right now, as it stands, they are in the second wild card spot and would have to play the Colorado Avalanche in the first round.
Well, they beat them last year. It's a completely different team, though. So,
yeah. I'm just sitting here looking at this, though. Do you think, though, that is Vegas showing you enough this year that they have the resilience to do this when Dallas has four games in hand?
Yeah.
I look at, I still haven't written off Vancouver. Have you written off Vancouver? I haven't.
Well, I mean,
I've tried.
They went 2-1-1 on this tough road trip. So, I mean, they pick up five of eight points. It's not, probably needed six or seven on the trip. But, yeah, I mean, they go into Colorado and hand Colorado only their fourth regulation loss at home all year, which is a good win. Then they beat Dallas. That game against Dallas is probably the biggest win of the year because it's a 4-point swing. If they lose that game, they're 7 points out. They win, they're 3 points out. So that was a big win. And then they lose 4-1 to St. Louis today. So, yeah, it's – I mean, they Canucks play Edmonton twice, more in Vegas three times. So, and Dallas once more.
They play Vegas three times.
Yeah, all within like a week and a half.
That's a playoff series right there, isn't it?
Pretty much.
That might be the playoffs to get to the playoffs.
That's what it's going to come down to. I mean,
I still think there's only one spot available, though. Because I think St. Louis is getting in. I think Nashville's getting in. I think Minnesota's getting in. Colorado, Edmonton, LA, and Calgary.
You think Edmonton's getting in?
I don't know. I say that, but they may not. They may not.
They're only a point behind Vegas.
I know. Two games in
Edmonton
hand.
Edmonton ain't a lock to make the playoffs.
No, they're not.
I mean,
not.
They're about to be 3 points up because they're going to beat Arizona tonight. So,
hey, that's got upset written all over it.
Let's check the score.
That has upset written all over it.
Check the score.
It's probably hasn't started yet. Have you? Are you writing off the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, they're ain't making the playoffs.
They're 7-3 in the last 10. They've gained more points than the Vancouver Canucks, and you're not writing the Canucks off.
Yeah, because of who they play coming up. Like, they play the teams ahead of them, which obviously helps.
Who does Winnipeg play?
Oh, I'd have to check. Edmonton's up 2-1 after one. Winnipeg, let's see here.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. I think Dallas is the I think Dallas is getting in.
Holy shit.
I think Dallas is getting in. I don't know about Vegas. I don't know.
They play, oh boy, this is Buffalo, Toronto, Kings, Detroit, Avalanche, Senators, Canadiens, Kraken, Panthers, Lightning, Rangers, Hurricanes, Avalanche, Flyers, Calgary. So about
half and half.
Quarter of those games are
the first easier, part. I the guess. First part seems easy. The last part seems really hard. But guess what? They're going to get Calgary after Calgary's clinched. They're going to get Colorado after Colorado's clinched. They're going to get all those teams after there's
they ain't going to rest guys, though.
Yes, they are.
That doesn't happen anymore.
It's happening this year. I can tell you right now it'll happen in Calgary.
Think so?
As soon as they clinch.
I bet you Markstrom still plays.
Daryl Sutter said that Markstrom has a number written down for minutes. And once he hits that, he's got his number. And he's not playing more than that. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no. Let me see. Let's go look this up here. Stats. Goalies. Jacob Markstrom has 1450. Oh, no, hold on. 3,000 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth most in the league.
Yeah.
Thatcher Demko's third. Holy shit.
Yeah, but you know what?
Guess, who do you think has the most minutes played in the, out of goalie?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question. Off the top of my head, you see Soros?
He's number two.
That's a pretty good number two, yes. When you think, I don't know. Who is it?
Connor Hellebuck.
I was just saying that.
Connor Hellebuck has 330 more minutes than
Okay, but look at, here's what I'd say though. Look at shots on that. Who has the most shots?
Shots.
And I know shots.
Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah. Who's second? Where's Markstrom on that list? 10th?
8th.
Okay.
Demko's third.
Demko sees a lot of rubber.
Yeah.
They've definitely.
Let's see. Yeah, it's how good Thatcher Demko is, Brad. He has had the second most shots, and he's let in the third least goals against.
Okay, so is that tell you that, like, that tells you how good he is?
Or, sorry. No, that's wrong.
That's right. You know, you can't have it in a way.
He's higher. He's allowed the sixth most.
Okay. That tells you how good.
He still has a 917 save.
That tells you how good he's doing, but that tells you how bad defensively your team is. Yeah, I don't know. Let's look at this. Let's look. We can agree that Colorado, Minnesota, Calgary, is LA a lock, you think?
Yeah, LA is a lock.
They're a lock. They're at 81 points. Is Nashville a lock? They're at 80. I would say yes.
Yeah, probably.
How about St. Louis at 7? Oh, they are at 81 now. St. Louis moved up. They're at 81.
Yeah.
I'd say Edmonton's not a lock. And then I think you have a fight between Vegas, Dallas, Winnipeg.
There's two spots. There's two spots available.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a combination of Vancouver, Vegas, Edmonton, and Dallas for two spots.
Okay, I'm gonna throw out something really, really crazy. Is it going to be more difficult if you win the Pacific this year and have to play a wild card out of the Central than it would be finishing second in the Pacific?
Who do you want to play first round?
I don't ever want that question.
Gun to your head, you got to answer it.
Gun to my head, I don't want to play Dallas. I don't want to play Dallas.
I wouldn't want to play Nashville.
I don't want to play Dallas.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to play Nashville either. I don't want to play Dallas. You know what I want in the first round?
Vegas. Oh, you probably want Vancouver.
Well, that's not realistic, Blake. I want LA.
Careful what you wish for.
That's exactly what I said. It's never healthy to do that, Blake. Is it?
Me being selfish as a fan, I want Edmonton to slip down a wild card so they play Calgary first round.
I don't want them in the first round.
Give me the Battle of Alberta, baby.
That would definitely, Calgary would be favored. It would not be an easy series.
Yeah, then Mike Smith stands on it.
You know what, though? Mike Smith was so, they were in his head so bad on Saturday night, it was funny. Kachuk buries him between his legs and just gives him the old chirp right in his face. And Mike Smith's such a dick. Like, everybody freaking hates him in the locker room in Calgary. And he was up to his
How do you know that, Brad? You're not in the locker room.
I've never once heard anybody in Calgary say, yeah, we miss Mike Smith.
Okay, he's on another team, though.
Well, I've heard him say we miss Mark Giordano.
Sure. He's our captain.
Well, then how did you say that last week about Travis Hamonic? Answer that one.
I didn't say that. I just brought it up because it was like a reporter said it.
I would bet that.
I don't think a reporter's going to go out and lie.
I don't think they know. I don't think they're in the locker room either. They're on Zoom. We can be on Zoom. It's not like it used to be. Yeah. These reporters don't get these one-on-ones just, you know, chatting. They don't get a feel like they used to get a feel. Shit. Right now, Vancouver's got a, according to the Athletic, Vancouver's got a 17% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, did you realize if they would have lost to Dallas, it would have went to like 5?
Really?
Yeah.
Vegas has got a 39.
A 4-point swing.
Vegas has got a 39% chance. Edmonton's got an 85% chance. Winnipeg's got a 10% chance. And Dallas has a 78% chance.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think Dallas is going
to
be in.
It's going to come down to whoever wins those games against Vegas and Vancouver.
To get in?
No. Like, that's going to be a big factor, though.
Oh, for sure it is. But
only three games.
Someone's got to.
And they play Edmonton twice.
Vegas or Vancouver has to beat out Edmonton. That's where it's at.
They're both not making it.
Yeah, well, no, we're not having a wild card out of the Pacific. Three teams from the Pacific are getting in. The wild cards are going to be Nashville and Dallas.
You think so?
Well, Colorado's making it, right?
Okay, so you think it's Vegas, Edmonton, and Vancouver for one spot?
Yeah. Because if Colorado's making it, Minnesota's making it, St. Louis is making it, Nashville's making it, and Dallas is making it, that's both wild card spots.
Yeah.
So I think you've got a battle between Edmonton, Vegas, and Vancouver for that final spot.
Well, if you're putting Vancouver in there, you got to put Winnipeg in there then.
Well, Winnipeg can't get in there. Winnipeg's got to beat out Nashville or Dallas.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
So Winnipeg's screwed.
Yeah.
Winnipeg can't take the third spot in the Pacific.
Yeah, that's true.
So Winnipeg's screwed.
Like, realistically, Vancouver is closer to third than they are wild card.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Like, a win today would have put them 2 points back of 2 points back of Edmonton and 1 point back of Vegas.
If Vancouver's getting in, they are going to have to take that third spot from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way it's happening. Because it is not happening through the wild card.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how
that... Remember when we thought that Anaheim was making the playoffs?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Youth.
8 straight losses. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Jesus.
It's too bad.
They're going to be a good team, though.
I like that team. Yeah, I like the direction.
They have a shit ton of draft picks, too.
No, I like the direction. I like what they're doing. You know what's really...
Who is their GM? Pat Verbeek?
Yeah. You know what I really like about this too, though, is like, this is crazy. We're talking about playoff races. We don't even have to mention the East because it's all set. Like, it's nothing's changing in the East. Shuffling for position. That's it. The race this year. Yeah. The race is in the West. Time to go around the NHL with all kinds of different things.
Whoa, hold on. Dude. Eugene Melnyk just passed away.
Ottawa Senators owner?
Damn.
Well, that's some bad news for the hockey world tonight. All right, the Maple Leafs and now our show their next generation jerseys. Blake, what are your thoughts on the next generation jerseys?
I like the black jerseys. I don't like the other ones. I like the all black. It's something different. It's nice to see Toronto change it up a little bit. I like the all black with the Blue Leafs logo. I don't care for the other side reverse, but, yeah, no, good for them. Doing something different. I don't mind it.
Why can the Leafs just arbitrarily do this, but other teams in the league can't? You ever wonder that?
I guess they're on the show.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I don't understand. The fact that Justin Bieber, his brand is doing this kind of makes me ill.
Hey, they designed a hell of a jersey, though.
You like it? See, I don't.
I like the black jersey. It's like the Leafs never ever wear that.
Nor should they, because that's not their color.
It's just, that's what I'm saying. It's something different. You're wearing it for one game. And it's going to sell a shit ton because fans love them. Perfect marketing by Bieber. I mean, like, social media is popping off about it.
I don't know.
You're a traditionalist, so you hate that shit. I understand.
I'm fine with a third. It's not their colors. It's not their colors. Like, I'm fine with a third jersey, but.
What do you think of Giordano in a Leafs uniform? Do you think it looks a little weird?
Quite honestly, Blake, with the way this season's going and him not on the roster, and as much as I loved him and respected him, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Like, we're way past him now.
Yeah, you could use his veteran leadership a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because we have no veteran leadership at all.
Were you pissed that they lost Brad Richardson?
How about leadership from winners? There's a lot of difference there, isn't there?
Says,
right? Or do you want a leadership from a loser? What, he's won two playoff series? Shit, he wasn't even in the one year they won.
Who?
Giordano.
What year?
5 years ago or 6 years ago when we won a playoff series, he was out injured.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Against Van?
Yes, he didn't even play. He was out injured. Missed the whole, he tore his bicep that year with about 10 games to go in the season. Didn't even play in the playoffs.
Hmm. Well, if Ryan Miller don't get hurt, Canucks probably going to the Cup that year. Just kidding.
Oh my God. You guys are so.
Calm down.
Habs eliminated. This team goes to the Stanley Cup Finals last year and then is the first team eliminated.
We're not talking about this. We're not talking about this.
Is that not unreal, though? That you can go.
We're not talking about this.
Why?
The best goalie in the world didn't play a single game.
He's not the best goalie in the world, Blake.
He proved that last year. He did.
Then
when he is on.
Then let me ask you this. Then why is he not,
when
why is
he's on.
Then why is he not playing right now? Then why is
he's
not
playing?
He's
obviously injured.
Oh, I'm sure.
He just had knee surgery.
He finished the season last year.
When Carey Price is on, he is the best goalie in the world.
When Jacob Markstrom's on, he's the best goalie in the world. When Thatcher Demko's on, he's the best goalie in the world. Fuck, Blake. That's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
Based off track record, though.
Okay. Fire it off. What's Carey Price won?
Two gold medals, a World Cup.
Oh, that's tough to win gold medals when there's only three teams that compete every year for it.
He still played amazing.
Okay. Give me a real award. How about a Stanley Cup?
Literally carried Montreal on his back to a cup last year.
And lost.
Okay, to a Tampa Bay stacked team, okay.
Okay, well, just love.
Vasilevskiy
in D1.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he's the only goalie in NHL history to win a Vezina, a Hart Trophy, and a Ted Lindsay in the same year.
Oh, boy.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Build a statue.
He's the best goalie of this generation. Yes.
You guys are
of my generation.
You guys are so Carey Price drunk in Canada, it's not even funny.
Of my generation, he is the best goalie. Vasilevskiy's probably going to take him over.
I think so, and rightfully so, since he's winning cups.
He might have even taken him over already. But
yeah, he has taken him over already, Blake.
But I'm just saying, like, Carey Price is 34 years old. He's getting a little older now. Growing up, he's the best goalie in the world.
Okay, but that's your perception, Blake.
Wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
No. Go look at the stats. They don't lie.
Yeah, I know, but championships don't either.
Yeah, championships is a team sport. It's a team game.
How many teams win with shitty goalies?
Not many. Anthony Emmy, maybe.
Jordan Binnington.
Calm down.
That's about it.
He was good that year.
Well, I said it the next year. I said this guy's going to be a Jim Carrey.
Well, okay, calm down with that.
He
the actor that played the Grinch, or
no,
what?
No, the goalie for the Washington Capitals. It was good for 1 year. Yeah, he's also an Anton Hudobin too. He's not doing so hot anymore either, is he? It's like nope. All he's these guys.
Like 40 years old.
No, he's not. LTIR is getting talked about at the general manager's meetings right now as we speak. One of the things that's being talked about is that a team can be over the, right now a team can be over the cap, once the playoffs start. A couple things that they're talking about is the fact that a team would have to be cap compliant the day the playoffs start. And then there was also a couple people that were saying that they wanted to do like a modified cap for the playoffs, which I don't think will ever go through with Gary Bettman in office, and nor should it. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, why not, like, okay, scrap the salary cap. Why not make it, okay, your team has to be, what, $81 million that you ice. Why can't it be like that?
So 20 players? Well, then why not just...
No, like, you can have expanded rosters, and you can have your black aces, but the team that you ice has to be cap compliant.
Okay, but then... So then we're not going.
No, if you have to scratch a big contract, you have to scratch a big contract. You shouldn't be able to ice a $100 million team when the cap is $80 million.
I couldn't agree more. That's why I think teams should have.
What is the point of even having a cap?
Teams should have to be.
Teams are just going to ice $100 million teams.
Teams should have to be cap compliant the day the playoffs start.
That's what I just said.
No, you said ice. That's 20. Well, yeah, like, 20 players on the ice. There's 23 on the cap. That's three players difference. Right now, you have to have you to be cap compliant with 23 players. Well, technically, you can be cap compliant with 20, but then you have no backups. So if somebody gets hurt, you don't have any subs.
I don't know. It's tough.
No, it's easy. It's easy.
Yeah, but like
enforce the rule.
Really, it has to pass PA.
Okay, but the collective bargaining agreement, 50% goes to the owners.
Yeah, I know.
50% goes to the players. So it's going to get taken out in escrow then. And those players are already so escrowed up the asshole because they made a poor decision a couple years ago and kicked the can down the curb to the younger players to pay the price.
Yeah, which the baseball did opposite this year.
Did they? Is that what they did opposite?
They took care of the young players.
Which was a smart move, right?
Yep.
Or hopefully it'll prove to be a smart move, I think.
Yeah, like they got the younger players like higher like rookie salaries and stuff.
I don't know. I think the NHL, I think there's maybe like, you know, you got to look out for your veterans too. So maybe there should have been a modified in the middle. But in hockey, they screwed the young players over, man.
Yeah,
I didn't seem to care. So I was looking at the NHL odds for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And a couple of them stood out. And I know you're the big bettor. So I'm going to throw out some.
Not lately. I'm fucking at $100 right now.
Okay, well, that's all you're going to need to put on for this one. But I'm looking at a couple of these odds to win the Stanley Cup. Tell me if it's good or bad. Plus 850 for Tampa Bay. I didn't think looked like too bad of a bet. Plus 1,200 for the Hurricanes.
Wouldn't be bad.
How about the Calgary Flames at plus 1,000? Here's a better one. The St. Louis Blues plus 2,500. Pittsburgh plus 1,600. Right now the favorite is Colorado at plus 400. Florida's at...
What's Florida at?
Plus 550. They're the top two. Three.
Yeah, I just think I know I picked Colorado to beat Florida in the Cup, but it's just like the more I think about it, whoever comes out of the West, I think is just not going to have much gas left.
Well, you could say that about the East though too. Yeah, but Rangers are good. Philly's good.
I think the West is just far more physical and stuff.
It is. It is.
It's just like L.A. is a big heavy team. Calgary's a heavy team. Avalanche are a heavy team. Dallas is a heavy team. It's like you get out of the gauntlet and it's like they might get steamrolled.
You know what Los Angeles is? Plus 4,000. I don't think they'll win the cup, though.
I think they could win a round, but I don't, like...
I don't think they can go further than that. The Blues are plus 2,500. They're way more ready than L.A.
Yeah. What's Minnesota?
Plus 2,000. I like Minnesota, too. That wouldn't be a bad throwdown. That might be the best of all of them, wouldn't you think, maybe?
Yeah, it wouldn't be terrible. I mean, the best... What are the Rangers?
The Rangers are... Where are the Rangers on here? Plus 2,000. That's not a bad buy either.
They're deep.
They are
deep. And they got the best goalie in the league right now.
Not right at the this week, but...
Not at the moment. He's kind of tailed off, but I mean, like...
But all year he's been proven to be very, very good.
940 save.
Yeah. Oh, he's been good all year. He's been really, really good all year.
Other than letting in 7 to the Devils...
Hey, every team has those nights, though. They do. Just some teams have them more often, right, Edmonton? Power rankings. Let's go 5 through 1. We're only ranking the top 5. We'll see how we differ here. Who's your 5th ranked team in the league?
I will take Calgary Flames.
I've got the New York Rangers as the 5th best team. Who do you have for 4?
4, probably the Rangers.
I have the Calgary Flames. Who do you have for 3?
3, I'll take Carolina.
I have Carolina at 3. At 2, who do you have?
I have Colorado 2.
Wow. I have Florida, too.
And then I have Florida 1.
Wow. You think Florida's better than Colorado right now?
Yeah. I do. I mean, they have identical records almost. Like,
no, I know. But
it's like...
Yeah, that'll be it. I mean,
poison.
Oh, I tell you what. Either one of those two teams is scary as hell. I just look at... the way I look at it, though, is... Colorado's been there and lost, and is it their turn to finally get over that hump now? But
did Calgary make the playoffs last year?
No. Hmm. Nope. All right.
Yeah.
Time for 3 questions.
It's time for 3 questions.
I fired 3 questions at Blake last week. This week, it is his turn. Question number 1, go.
So let me pull him up here. Who, in your mind, was the best trade deadline acquisition?
Right now or so far? Or in when they hoist the cup?
So far.
None of them have done anything besides maybe Fleury, I guess. I don't know. Fleury would probably be the best right now.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Claude Giroux looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you see that they had 5 forwards on their power play?
That is not all that uncommon.
What do you mean it's not uncommon?
It's not uncommon in college hockey.
Okay, but like 5 forwards?
Well, okay, but
I can see if you're down a goal late in the third.
So like, is like McCarr like, not
this
like
the
having
first
a
period against the Leafs? They had 5 forwards out there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I still think Andrew Kopp's going to be the guy that stands out in the end. He's one of those guys. He's not going to be the superstar, but he's going to be the guy that gets your team over the hump.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's one player that didn't get traded that you were surprised didn't get moved?
I don't know. I mean, my first thought, and the more I think about this, is probably not really that big of a surprise, but you know, I just kind of thought Jacob Chychrunek get moved.
He's hurt, though.
I know, but I know. I don't know, right off the top of my head. Klingberg, I thought, but he's in the middle of a race, so they're going to keep him. I am a little surprised that Vancouver didn't move JT Miller. Just because the asking price was so batshit crazy. It's smart that they didn't, believe me, because I think they're going to need him for the years to come. But
you think they're going to extend him?
I think they should.
All right. Would you extend him? Like, what's the highest you would give him?
8.2.
Elliott said 8.5 today.
How do you not? He's your best player. Yeah, he doesn't have the glitz and glamour Pedersen name. He's better than Pedersen.
I know. He's got 80 points and 65.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I mean, he doesn't have the glitz and glamour name, but he's the freaking best player on your team by a mile. Like, how do you not pay him? How do you not re-sign him? That'd be like Calgary being like, yeah, we're not going to even give Goodrow a shot.
Like, well, like, can they afford that?
Yeah, you don't sign somebody else. Blake, yeah, you're going to
have... When we were on the bus, me, the head coach, and the assistant coach kind of looked at their cap. And there is an opportunity to bring, like, Tkachuk, Goodrow, all those guys back. But, I mean,
it's gonna be hard.
They're going to have to rely on some younger entry-level guys coming up.
It's going
to
be hard.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Vancouver's cap, and you are going to have to sacrifice somebody.
I don't know. I think it's probably going to be Garland.
But how do you not? But see, he's a guy that you got at a decent salary. You still need some of those guys, too.
Like, but I just think, like, Besser, his 7.5 qualifying offer that Benning signed him to, it's.
Yeah, but they're going to be able to sign Besser for $6 million. Just do a long-term deal at $6 million.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not a $7.5 million player. His agent knows that too. He needs term.
He's Besser, like a $5 million player.
Yeah, so you get him for 5.8 or 6, even worst case scenario. Yeah. But you're going to have to part ways with. I mean, you know what's going to really haunt the Canucks? You know what's really going to haunt the Canucks? It's not the Tyler Myers deal, which is going to be done soon, but it's the deal, Oliver Ekman-Larsson deal. That is going to be.
I mean, they had all these bad contracts coming off the books this year,
and you had all the money.
Could have suffered through one more bad year, and
then you
get $12 million off the book. Jim Benning just tried to save his job,
and then you bring in Ekman-Larsson. Everybody in Vancouver is all woohoo, we're the greatest team ever, and he hasn't done. I mean, he's been okay, but he's not playing to his salary. And then now it's like, well, shit, now we got JT Miller, who's rocking the world, and now we can't even re-sign him because freaking OEL's got $10 million tied up at the back end, and the rest of our back end licks. And also, it's
Myers, tough. Myers' full no move ends this summer, so he has a 10-team no trade. Pearson has a 10-team no trade. There is a little flexibility there to make some moves, but.
Yeah, he'll get moved, but then there's a hole. You know, it's like, shit.
Is it a hole, though?
I don't know. Most nights, no. I would say no.
Who's your post-deadline cup favorite?
I just told you. Colorado.
No, like, you rank the teams, but like, who is your... Right? Like, who
Colorado Avalanche are in the driver's seat to win the Stanley Cup.
I think so, eh?
I think there's teams like...
Seat the last 3 years and they just haven't got it done?
I don't care. Washington was in it for 3 years too, and the fourth year they got it done.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't happen the first time, usually.
I think Florida is going to win the cup.
I don't. And I love Florida.
You don't think so?
You know who I think is going to come out of the East that's going to be a house coming down the stretch here is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Do you think the Toronto Maple Leafs went around?
No. They're going to have to play a Florida team.
19 years and counting.
I'm not even trying to rip on them. They're going to play Tampa Bay or Florida. Or Boston. They can't beat any of those.
Or Carolina if they fall.
Can't beat them either.
I know. It's tough. They did beat Florida in reg, though. Not long ago.
I don't care. It's not the playoffs. Have you seen? You know what Florida's going to be? Florida's going to be the most physical team in that conference.
Think so?
Yeah, I think Florida's going to be the most physical team coming out of the East. Yeah, you know who's a scary? You know who's a scary team in the West that's going to be a physical, hard team to play against in the playoffs? The Nashville Predators. Calgary too, but the Nashville Predators.
Yeah. Old Tanner Janot, old Oxbow Sask native, just banging bodies in the corners.
Kevin Bieksa likes the Flames.
Shocker.
Why? Why do you say that? He hated the Flames. When he played against him, he hated them.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of buddies on that team, that's why.
Who's his buddies?
Oh, Chris Tanev, Jacob Markstrom. I mean, half the Vancouver team you got on there. What do you mean? Hello? All right. He's got a soft spot for them because of all the – you got half your team's Vancouver Canucks.
Listener question from Will Skinner, Rochester, New York.
You didn't like that, eh?
No, I love it. You're the one that should hate it, Ben, because we're going to win it. Benning. We're going to win a cup with your guys.
Does Jim Benning get a cup ring if you win? Like, how does that work?
We'll see. You could have re-signed Markstrom.
They made the right choice on that one.
We'll see. We'll see who always the cup first. The Battle of Alberta Saturday night saw a goal fest with 14 goals scored. It was followed up Sunday by the Penguins putting up 11 goals against the Red Wings and a total of 13 goals in that game. Does more goals really make a game more exciting?
No, it doesn't. Honestly, like, it depends what you're looking for, but I honestly would rather watch a 2-1 overtime win than an 11-2 win.
Blake, I would too. I will say this, like, there is certain nights, it's
Saturday night. I'd rather watch a goalie duel than a, I don't know.
Saturday night.
Because I was a goalie, but.
Saturday night was a batshit crazy. It was a fun hockey game to watch. But the more scoring you have in games, the more chances you have for blowouts.
Yeah.
And I like close games. Like,
but if you're a Calgary fan, you're at that game. You're absolutely loving it, though.
You're bonkers. You're playing Edmonton. You're bonkers. Yeah. Off the charts. Greatest thing you could ever dream of.
Yeah.
But, it's cool. You know that Pens game where they scored 11 goals on Sunday?
It was in the second period.
That's the most goals scored.
10 goals in the second period.
Yeah. That's most goals scored by a team since the salary cap started. Just think about that one a little
bit. That's 06.
That's crazy. That is.
That's like almost 20 years.
Yep. That's a long time. All right, hockey fans. Next week, we're going to take a week off here from the debate because Blake's going to be busy calling BCHL playoff games as he'll be in the middle of his round one series with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. The next week after that, we should be good to go barring a game seven. If he has a game seven, we'll shuffle some dates around. We'll keep you posted on Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully his team does well. And, check out his call on Hockey TV. You can check out the podcast on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. And obviously, get on over to Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate it. Check out all the news on the podcast at debatehockey.com. Enjoy this week's hockey action. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.